Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
Father, I thank you that you're here. I thank you that your Spirit's here. We thank you for your word, which is our guide. Lord, we thank you that it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And tonight we can hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against God. Father, I thank you that you come and you teach us by your word and by your Spirit. I declare we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And no other voice will we follow. I declare the people of this church, the voice of the stranger, they do not follow. But the voice of the true living God is the one they follow. In Jesus' mighty name, and the church said,
amen. Amen. I've been getting a lot of comments and questions and stories around me lately about how to hear the voice of God. What things mean when you hear from God? What dreams mean that you feel like they're from God? What kind of things? And I think every believer should know that that is not an experience that is solely based on being a preacher or being more spiritual than someone else. I'm telling you that every believer can hear the voice of God and follow it if they tap into how God explained it, how we flow and how we follow those things. And I don't want one person at River City to not understand how to hear the voice of God and follow it every single day. Because how many of you know, Brian and I are not always there on Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon when you need to know the answer from the Lord. But you are, and the Holy Spirit is there, and it's a big deal. So we want to make sure that we teach you exactly how to follow that nudge.
No, it's big time, and it's big to know what's God and what's not. I remember whenever I first got saved, I would hear people say, God said to me, or I heard God say. Yeah. And I didn't know when they first said that, does that mean there's a big booming voice in the room with them? Do they hear God from the ear? And I want you to know that I personally have never heard God in my ear except in a dream. Whenever I hear God, I hear God in my spirit. And you know what the word of the Lord sounds like? Typically, whenever God speaks to me, it sounds like the Bible. Come on, somebody say amen to that. I had a guy call, this has been a while ago. Jesse didn't know I was going to tell this story. It'll be fun for me, not so much for her, but that's what Wednesday night's for. Come on, it's a family meeting. And I got a call, and this guy wanted to talk to me on the phone.
This is such a terrible story.
I'm like, I hadn't heard from him in years and years. He's a guy that grew up with Jesse. And to be honest, I never really liked this guy. I'll just go ahead and get it out there. So, didn't like this guy. This guy always thought he was a little awkward, a little weird.
He didn't like you either.
That was okay. You know, you have that. Some people you like, some people you don't. And so, we were in church together 20-something years ago. He calls, he wants to talk to me. So, I call him back, and I know him. I give him a ring. Hey, man, what's going on? What can I do for you? Hadn't heard from you in decades. What's happening? And the guy says, well, Brian.
You're telling the story wrong.
No, I'm telling the story right.
No.
Back off my story,
he
woman.
He actually called me.
So did he called you?
Yes.
Okay, he called her, and I returned the call because it was weird that he called her. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And that's right. She's right. So I called back, right? Hey, how many know you don't have to take inappropriate phone calls from somebody of the opposite sex, church?
Amen.
Is that good preaching or is that good preaching? That's when the spouse calls back. So I call back, what can I do from you? And he's kind of nervous acting. And he says, well, Brian, I just wanted to talk to you. How are things going? I said, things are going well. And he said, I was wondering, I want to talk to you. I've been having some dreams. I think they're from the Lord. And I said, well, what are the dreams? And I'll see if I can. I believe dreams can come from God. The Bible says your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams, right? We can have dreams that are of the Lord. I said, tell me your dream. And the guy said, well, I keep having this recurring dream where you're not married to Jesse, but I'm married to Jesse.
He was calling to tell me about it.
Yeah, and I'm like, come again? What did you say, brother? And he said, I'm having this recurring dream where you're not married to Jesse, but I'm married to Jesse. What do you think that means? And I said, I don't think it means a darn thing is what I don't think it means. I think it means nothing. I just got real honest with him, right? I don't think it means anything. I think you're having a dream in your flesh. It means nothing according to the Lord. Why do I think that? Because the Bible says what God's put together, let no man put us under. And if the Bible's already said a thing is one way, it doesn't matter what your dream feels like or the voice you hear says or what some prophet prophesies. How many know the Bible is the Word of God, and nothing that's of God will come against what's already written and lined up in the Word. Somebody say amen to that.
I've never been so happy that the Word was right.
Yeah, the Word was right. You don't want to be married to this guy, I'll tell you that. But it's just like this. Here's the deal. There are some churches that think that God cannot speak supernaturally, right? They think it's just through the Word of God and the voice of God's quit speaking on the earth except through the Scripture. The Scripture never teaches that. But then there are other churches that think that everything they hear was from God. How many know every voice you hear is not from God? But if the Word comes, if you get something from God and it lines up with the Scripture, it makes sense in the counsel of God. If it's there, if it's strong, it's from God. And then that can be an encouraging thing that moves you down the field. Come on, every voice we hear is not from God. If you agree with that, let's give God a hand clap tonight. We really believe that.
In 1 Kings chapter 19, if you want to turn there, if you've got your Bible with you tonight, it says, then he said, in verse 11 through 13 is where we're going. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 through 13, it says, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in an earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. I think this is one of the biggest misconceptions as we enter into this Spirit-filled life where we're learning to listen to the voice of God and follow it and understand it. People think, well, that was just me. How many of you ever wondered, is that me or is that God? Because it's such a still small thing. It's like a nudge. It's something that you understand to be true, but you're thinking, you know, I don't want to get in my flesh. I don't want it just to be me. But guess what? God has chosen to move through human beings for all eternity. It's going to have to be some part of you. If you're going to hear from God, he uses you to hear his voice. And sometimes people want it to be this massive thing. You know, it's like, God, if you want me to talk to that person about Jesus, then I need you to have three dogs howl silent night in unison outside of my window on Tuesday the 13th so that I will know that it is you, God. And you make it impossible for God to lead you in any truth because you're putting so many stipulations. You want the fire. You want the earthquake. You want the wow, you know. And preachers have a way of kind of making this the way that it is because when we get up here, we're telling a story to get your attention. And a lot of times preachers tell these stories and they sound, for a lack of a better word, and I don't even know if it's a real word, but they sound very fantastical. You know, it's like, wow, you just get so amazed by what happens. And so then you're in your normal everyday mundane washing the dishes, and the Spirit of God speaks to your heart and says, go check on your baby back in that room. And you say, oh, that wasn't an earthquake. I don't see a fire. I don't hear something, you know, big and booming, so it must not be God. But that's really not the way that the Holy Spirit speaks. He speaks through a still small voice that he just gives to us in our inner man. When we talk to kids and teenagers, I always call it, and I'll call it this for you too, because how many of you know we're not that far off from being kids and teenagers whenever it comes to hearing God. Right here, I call it their knower. Because that's a good way to understand right here, somewhere deep down on the inside of you, there's a knower that knows the voice of its good shepherd, and the voice of the evil one, it will not follow. Because you've been saved. And when you were saved, the Holy Spirit came into your life and it gave you the ability to hear the voice of God and no other voice follow. One of my favorite friends and mentors in my life, Miss Nikki Montgomery. Some of you had the privilege of knowing her before she went on to heaven. Some of you didn't. I'm sorry for you that you didn't get to know her. But she was a precious lady, and she taught me when I was about 8 and 9 years old. She would say, Jesse, you're going to hear it right here. And it's going to feel a little bit like butterflies in your guts. And you're going to know that God's talking to you. And when he does, I want you to do. I sound like her whenever I say it. And when I do, she said, when you do, I want you to speak it out of your mouth. Don't hesitate for one second. You say exactly what God says for you to say. And when you do, it's going to change the world, she would say. And I remember thinking, wow, I have the ability to hear the voice of God. And when I hear it, it's going to feel like butterflies in my guts. I have no idea if that's how anyone else hears God, but Miss Nikki said I would, and so I still do today. I just know that whenever that knower goes off and God starts speaking to me, that my first reaction should be to act on it, to obey it, to speak it out. And when I do, it's going to change the world. It may not always seem like it, because it may just be me checking on a kid in the back of the house. But when God speaks, we move. When we hear his voice, we obey. And that's how we learn to obey bigger and bigger commands of the Lord.
That's good. Just say this out loud. Say, I hear the voice.
I hear the voice.
Of the good shepherd.
Of the good shepherd.
And no other voice.
And no other voice.
Will I follow.
Will I follow.
Come on, let's say it again. I hear the voice.
I hear the voice.
Of the good shepherd.
Of the good shepherd.
And no other voice.
And no other voice.
Will I follow.
Will I follow.
You know, I believe you start to hear in your early Christian preparation. You get saved, you get born again. The Bible says whenever you're born again, you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Come on, how many of y'all believe you're the temple of the Holy Spirit out there? Wave at me tonight. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So now if you're saved, God dwells on the inside of you. I'm a temple. And inside this earthly temple, there's a treasure, the Bible says. It's the Spirit of the living God. And see, the Spirit of the living God wants to help me more than I want to help myself. I have somebody who's for me even when I'm against myself in ways in life, right? And he's dwelling on the inside of me and he wants to steer me. The Bible says that the Spirit of God wants to even guide me, not just into some truth, but he wants to guide me into all truth. See, there's a truth reservoir of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And so I believe this. I believe the more that I will take my spirit man and I feed what's already on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Scripture, I sharpen my ability to hear. See, the Bible says we speak in proportion to our faith. We prophesy in proportion to our faith. I believe we hear from God in proportion to our faith. So how do I build my faith? How do I get my life lined up with the Spirit that's on the inside of us? We feed it with the Word of God. The Scripture says this, it's very clear. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says this about the Scripture. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Everybody say all Scripture.
All
Come
scripture.
On. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. If I want to know what God's saying, he's already inspired the Scripture. Every Scripture in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed is what it means in the original language. God took his breath and blew it into the Word of God. He moved apostles and prophets to pen the Scriptures. And whenever I open up the Bible, what I'm doing is I'm reading, I'm taking in, I'm feeding on the voice of God. Every time I turn those pages, I'm encountering the divine word. So all these Scriptures are given by inspiration of God. It's all profitable for doctrine. The word of God, doctrine just means the right kind of teaching, the right kind of lifestyle. It's profitable. The word of God's profitable. It's there for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Here's what I found out. The more I'll tune myself into the word of God, the more I know what God's saying to me during the day. I feed my spirit with the word of God, and then whenever God's spirit starts speaking, I recognize it. Jesus said this. He said, after the Spirit of God came, he would remind you or put us in remembrance of all the things that he said in the past. So listen, you've got to take the word of God, fill your heart with it, and then you've given God something to remind you of whenever you need to be led by him. That's powerful. God will take that word and bring it back up in your heart. How many of you have ever been in a situation where you needed to know what to do? And you were kind of at a crossroads and you didn't know which way to go. And then all of a sudden a scripture came floating up out of your innermost being somewhere. Anybody ever had to say all of a sudden this scripture came to your mind? You know that what that was? That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You filled your heart with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God whenever you didn't need it. And then the Word of God was there whenever you did need it. And it came back into your remembrance to guide you and lead you. That is the voice of God. I found out that the more I would fill my heart with the Word of God, the more I would hear God to help me. And the more I would begin to hear God to even help other people. I tell this story a lot of times to kind of help people understand. Even we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, which is prophecy. Prophecy is to speak to someone, exhortation, comfort, or edification. It's kind of, you come to them and you give them a word when they need it. It's kind of speaking divinely inspired by God. It's called prophecy. There's some things in the gifts of the Spirit called words of knowledge, where you know a little piece of knowledge about somebody supernaturally that you just couldn't know. How many of y'all have ever been around anybody operating in the word of knowledge? Somebody said something you couldn't know any other way. I'll tell you what, one night we had a guy preaching here called Catherine up on stage. Didn't know Catherine from Adam. I don't know if some of y'all were in this meeting. But he said, I see you, you're right now, you're teaching a group of international students. And you're on a board in front of these, there's a blackboard behind you. And on the blackboard behind you, it says when she got saved. And his day she got saved was right, the year. And you know what she does for a living? She's a liaison to international students in Owensboro, Kentucky. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap. God's still speaking. He's listening. He helps you. It's a little word of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I learned operating in that sum. Not as strong as that guy does all the time. It would be so much fun for me because I could really mess with you if I knew all of that about you all the time, you know. But I operate in that sum, and here's how I learned to do it years ago. I would fill my heart with the word of God every morning. And that would teach me to prophesy. You prophesy in proportion to your faith. Come on, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How many know if I don't put the word of God in, I'm not going to have anything to put out? Come on, somebody. Right? If you don't have anything in, it's like if you don't eat for 21 days and go to the gym, it's going to be hard to put anything out because you haven't put anything in. Amen? And I remember I got up, I went to a class one day, and I was trying to learn to hear God. And it was a world religions class at a secular college in Texas. And I sat down by a guy in this class. I looked over at him, and I thought, it's funny, I just had a thought. He was a white guy, Caucasian guy, just like me, had a Texas accent. I looked over at him, and I thought this. In my head, I thought, this guy's like a Buddhist or something. And all of a sudden, that came out of my head. But then out of my heart, out of here, came something a lot louder. Or I thought he's Hindu. That's what I thought in my mind. And all of a sudden, out of my heart, this came. He said, nope, he's a Zen Buddhist. Came up just as clear as a bell, right out of my spirit. And I'm like, what is that? That had never happened to me before in my life. I'm like, what do I do with that? And now I would know what to do, because I'm 18 years down the road. Now I'd be like, so you're a Zen Buddhist. And they're always freaked out. But back then I didn't know how to do that. But I sat there on it, and the Intro to World Religions professor walked up, and he got up and he said, we got a special treat in class today. We have a man here in the room that is an Episcopalian and also a Zen Buddhist. And he's going to be doing our lecture today. And I thought, how in the world are you an Episcopalian and a Zen Buddhist? Look at your neighbor and say, that does not work. Just tell him that. That cannot work in any world. But I learned to discern. I was learning to discern.
I think it's big that people know that you have to learn to discern. It's almost like tuning in a radio. Like, you know that radio signal's already coming through, but you got to find that spot. And I think people are afraid to practice hearing God. They think if they don't already know everything immediately that they're not good Christians, but we have to practice hearing the voice of God. And a lot of times the way that God teaches you to practice is knowing people in church and just saying, hey, I think I heard something from the Lord, and I could be wrong because I'm a new believer or I haven't been doing this very long, but could I share it with you and you could honestly tell me? And they can look back at you and say, you know what? That is not from God. And you say, thank you. I practiced. Or they can say, man, that really touched me. Thank you. That helps me. See, everyone thinks they have to be like an expert. So it's just like, this is from the Lord, whether you like it or not, is not a good way to approach the situation. It's better to just say, you know what? I feel like maybe I am hearing God, and I'd like to share it with you. And then you can give me some feedback and help me, because I'm just tuning in my ability to hear from the Lord.
That's good, Jess.
Whenever I was young in the faith, and I was, I remember I was in college, and I was standing in our apartment, and all of a sudden I heard something about an upcoming election from my knower. I knew that God was speaking it to me, but there was no way that I could get to the person I needed to get to change the outcome. And it frustrated me. I thought, why would God share that piece of information with me if he knows that there's nothing that I, a little teenage girl, can do about that situation? And so I called a couple of people that I knew that knew the voice of God and had been developing that gift for years and years. And they said, both of them gave me great wisdom. They said, first of all, God wants you to pray. Everything we hear from God, we should pray about it and call it out before God and ask God to move in that situation, even if we have no control. But secondly, I loved it because this man of God said to me, God's sharing that with you so that you can learn that you hear his voice when there's nothing you can do about it, so that you're confident that you know his voice when you can do something about it. So a few years later on down the road, I remember God will speak to you. Sometimes he speaks to you in your knower. Sometimes God will give you a dream. Sometimes he'll give you a vision. I know people that have visions from the Lord. And this day, this doesn't happen to me every day, but this day I had left my child, and I like to leave my children with people that know the voice of God. That is my top priority, that I'm leaving them with someone safe and someone that hears God's voice, because I want my kids to be in safe care. And so I'd left them with a great person. I only had one at the time, and I thought they were staying at their house, and I was somewhere else. And all of a sudden, in my spirit, somewhere deep down inside my knower, I saw a picture of my little girl slipping on the side of the pool and falling and hitting her head whenever she went into that pool. And I thought, that's weird, because my kid's not at a pool. Why would God show me that? But see, I knew his voice, and I'd been practicing for years and years tuning in, and I knew it was the voice of God. I knew I saw just a picture from God, and that he'd showed it to me for a reason. So I immediately obeyed. I picked up the phone. I called my babysitter, and I said, hey, I don't know why, but I just saw Briley falling in a pool and hitting her head. And she said, well, that's interesting, because I brought her to a pool that I didn't tell you I was bringing her to, and she's standing on the edge of it right now. I think I'll go pick her up. I said, I think that would be a good decision right now. So she went and scooped my baby up, and she didn't fall, and she didn't bust her head, and nothing happened to her, because the Holy Spirit gives us exactly what we need for the day. And if you learn to tune in to God whenever it doesn't matter at all, or when there's nothing you can do about it, God is super, super faithful to let us hear his voice whenever it does matter, to let us see the things that we need to see whenever those times arise. And I think some people just think it's for these big, spiritual, amazing things. But how many of you know you can use the Holy Spirit to raise some kids? That is a big, big decision right there. And we want to hear God in every circumstance, not just the big ones. Yes, the big ones, but even the small things that determine how our life goes and how our daily walk with God is done.
I think the word of God and kind of the flow of God, you hear God's voice. Obviously, we discern it through the word. Everybody say the word of God.
The word of God.
Man, the second thing is the Spirit of God's in us. He's going to speak through us and to us. He's guiding us and leading us into all truth. So everybody say the Spirit of God.
Spirit of
God's,
God.
God's word's there. I think one of the third ways God primarily speaks to us and leads us big time too, whether we know God is with us in the direction we're heading in life, is through our peace. I believe our God is the Prince of Peace. Yeah. And when he guides us in a certain direction, he leads us with peace. And here's kind of a different way different things lead. You know, I believe the Good Shepherd leads us with peace. And if you watch shepherds lead sheep, they're out in front, they're leading, they're protecting, they're guiding them, they're taking them to good pasture, right? They're out in front leading, and the sheep are following, and there's a peace and there's a flow. I had a buddy that was in Israel one time, and he said there was a group of sheep, and they were going, and there was a shepherd behind the sheep, and he was driving the sheep. And the guy said, well, look at there's a shepherd driving sheep. I thought shepherds led sheep. And he said, no, my brother, that's not the shepherd. That's the butcher driving them to the slaughterhouse. See, butchers drive and shepherds lead. Come on, everybody say this out loud. Say, butchers drive and shepherds lead. And sometimes you'll see people and they're driven to do something. And it's something that's driving them and pushing them, and there's no peace around a decision they have in life. And I'll tell you, if it's something that's pushing you and it's unhealthy and it feels like it's going that direction, you're probably not following the voice of God. Because there's a peace, that surpasses all understanding whenever the Spirit of God's leading you somewhere. And it might not even be comfortable in your flesh or in the environment or in the situation. But how many know we can have a peace that doesn't even make sense because we got the Prince of Peace on our side, in us, with us, leading us, guiding us, and taking us to green pastures. So come on, we let the peace of God follow and lead us. And I think we ought to close with one more thought. Go ahead, Jess.
I'm sorry. I just want to add in there that whenever you do, a lot of what brings peace in a situation and knowing the direction of God is the Word and finally the peace. But in between the Word and the peace, there's a lot of prayer that goes into that place sometimes. And just knowing, just saying, God, I want, and you say, Jesse, I don't know how to pray. I know something, I hear something, but I don't know how to pray for it. I think this is one of the biggest reasons why we encourage people to receive that prayer language in tongues. You know, we believe in a second experience in the baptism in the Holy Spirit in this church. And people will say, you know, I just didn't get it, and so I just gave up on it because it's really not that big of a deal and it doesn't determine whether or not I go to heaven. And I say, please don't give up. Pursue that gift. Look for it. Get it. Get a hold of it. Let God bring it into your life. It's for every believer. And it is one of the least, because people feel like it's like a selfish thing that they need more of God. And I say, no, it's selfish not to get it because God needs people on the earth that are releasing prayer in God's words over situations. And we may not know how to pray, but God knows exactly what to say over that. And when we allow him to use us and we pray in that language that we don't know of, we pray perfect prayers, prayers from God, prayers over situations that there's no way that we can know how to fix them, but God does know how to fix them. So if you haven't, if you've been pursuing that and you gave up, or maybe you haven't even heard of that, man, I encourage you to get a hold of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, that second experience, and get your prayer language rolling every single day because you can change situations by praying God prayers over them. And it's a really, really important part of hearing and obeying the voice of God.
It's massive. Come on, stand up on your feet. I want to pray for you tonight.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. Come on, let's give the Lord one more big hand clap tonight for ministering to us,
Amen.
Talking to us. Here's what I want to pray. I want to pray that the Lord would sharpen our ear to hear. Come on, we got ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to the church. Amen? I want to pray that, and I want to believe that God's going to do that in your life tonight. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift a hand to heaven. Would you lift a hand to heaven right now? And I'm just going to pray and believe, and I'm going to ask God to come and anoint our hearing to teach us to discern the voice of God. Father, we want your voice. We want your voice. Just tell him out there, I want your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want your voice in my life. I want your voice at another level in my life. I'm hungry to hear you. Lord, I thank you that you already said I could hear you. Lord, I pray that I speak that. Lord, you already said that these people could hear you. You said they hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And no other voice will they follow. They hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and no other voice will they follow. I declare right now there's an anointing to hear. There's an anointing coming upon our hearts, coming upon our ears, coming upon our hearing. I declare we're tuned in to what the Spirit of God would say to the church. I declare you're not going to be led aside by the earthquake or by the lightning or the big thing, but you're going to hear the still small voice of God. I declare the anointing of God is coming and leading you into all truth. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that temple is letting the Spirit of God speak in your hearing and your following. I declare confusion. I declare distraction. I declare anything driving you from the camp of the enemy that it's broken off of your life. There's no fear there. There's only faith to hear. Now say we're a people with a prophetic tongue. Lord, we have the wisdom of God flowing in us and through us. We know what to say and when to say it. Lord, we speak words of wisdom. They're like apples of gold in settings of silver. I declare it. And they help people in their time of need. Lord, I thank you that you teach us to hear and you teach us to speak wisely. Teach us to hear and teach us to speak wisely. Teach us to hear and teach us to speak wisely. Your words, your thoughts, your ways, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now say this out loud. Say, Father, I thank you that I hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and no other voice will I follow. I thank you that as many as are called the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. I thank you that I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is leading me into all truth. I thank you that I'm not alone, that you speak to me, you lead me, you guide me. You're my good shepherd. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare I hear your voice. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give him one more hand clap tonight. You hear the voice of the good shepherd. No other voice will you follow.